Welcome to Point Radio Cast, episode 15. That intro tune was Aerosmith with Angel off the Permanent Vacation CD from 1987. Today's theme, as it happens, is 80s butt/cock rock. In Illinois, we always call it butt rock, and then I moved up here to Wisconsin, people always call it cock rock, so I think butt cock rock sounds about what this music was about, really. What a bizarre phenomena. I grew up during this fucking era. I was born in the mid to late 70s, and I was all over this shit in my youth, man. Low to mid-teens, so I figured we'd do some exploring songs from the late 80s. See if we can document some of the best tunes from that era, what it was about, and I don't know, man, it was fucking weird, but in a strange way, cool. I still look back and think, holy shit, like, what the fuck was going on back then? Like, dudes in makeup and big hair? It's like the beginning of the whole trans thing that you hear about all over the news now. These guys, maybe they were a little confused, but back then you just couldn't say anything. I don't know. Let's fucking get to the tunes. Here we go.
We're painful now. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was Cinderella with Hell on Wheels from Night Songs in 1986. Motley Crue with Shout at the Devil from Shout at the Devil from 1986. And then Bon Jovi with You Give Love a Bad Name from Slippery When Wet, which was also 1986. Three more songs coming right up. We'll be right back. Butt Rock Keeps Pumping. That was Warrant with Down Boys from Dirty Rotten Filthy Stinkin' Wrench from 1989. Skid Row with Youth Gone Wild from their self-titled CD. Back then it was probably a fucking cassette tape, but that was also 1989. And Guns N' Roses with It's So Easy from Appetite for Destruction. That was 1987. Appetite for Destruction being one of the fucking best CDs ever released, in my opinion. Here we go. Three more tunes. We'll be right back.
nightmare. Who are those guys?
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said it was a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever felt like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky say. Instead of making love, we both made a several ways. And now I here found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Love is like a bomb, 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 bomb.
We'll be right back. living like a lover with a radar phone, looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Devilish woman, can I be your man?
Okay, that was Poison with Every Rose Has Its Thorn, one of the more ballad-type tunes from Open Up and Say Ah from 1988, Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar on Me from Hysteria, 1987, and some Dokken with Dream Warriors from Back for the Attack in 1987. That tune was the track tune that went along with the Nightmare on Elm Street movie, maybe the second or the third one. Still remember that shit, man. The video for that was epic. If you're bored, just look it up. It was like these dudes in a dreamscape with fucking Freddy. It was pretty crazy, dude. So I was doing some research for the show. Some of these bands were still making CDs up in the 2010s, man. It's just a bunch of tough guy songs from dudes done up like women. It's pretty fucking hardcore, man. We get a real kick out of it. I just the other day perusing pictures of this shit, sitting around again doing research for this show, and man, these dudes were some fucking haggard looking motherfuckers under that makeup. It's pretty fucking, what a fucking weird situation, man. I don't know, that's what was fucking tough and badass back in the day, I guess. It is what it is, and I don't know, I think we should look back and appreciate this. So let's get rolling with a few more tunes.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and the songs of yesterday, and I've made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go. Searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for. Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street.
Here I go again on my own, going down the only road.
All right, that was White Snake with Here I Go Again off the Saints and Sinners CD / cassette. That could have even been a fucking LP. 1982, Aerosmith with Dude Looks Like a Lady from Permanent Vacation, 1987, and then Cinderella with Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone from Long Cold Winter in 1988. Back then, man, Cinderella was my favorite fucking band, dude. I remember being a dude where always wearing one of them shitty ripped up black t-shirts and long hair, and yeah, those were the days. Here we go with more music.
Yeah! Guys, I've been expecting you. Come on in. This place is fully epic. Welcome to my arena, guys. Cassidy Guido Buxley. Pleased to meet you.
Ow! Critical, dude.
Let's cut the crap, kid. I want to know what the big talk's all about.
You're bound to rumble. Shadows tough is pulling the ice. stricken by the tropical. If you open your mouth, you better be ready to rumble.
That's Motley Crue with Kickstart My Heart from Dr. Feelgood in 1989. Bon Jovi with Born to Be My Baby from New Jersey, 1988. And then Warrant with Big Talk from Dirty, Rotten, Filthy, Stinkin' Rich in 1989. Three more jams coming at ya.
Could ever take you away. I needed some time to get away. I needed some peace of mind, some peace of mind that'll stay. So I found it down to 6th in L.A. Maybe a Greyhound could be my way. Police and niggas, that's right, get out of my way. Don't need to buy none of your gold chains today. And I don't need no bracelets clamped in front of my back. Just need my ticket till then. Won't you cut me some slack? You're one in a million. Yeah, that's what you are. You're one in a million, babe. You're a shooting star. Maybe someday we'll see you before you make us cry. You know we tried to reach you, but you were much too high. Some fucking disease. They talk so many goddamn ways. It's all Greek to me. Well, some say I'm lazy, and others say that's just me. Some say I'm crazy. I guess I'll always be. But it's been such a long time since I knew right from wrong. It's all the means to an end. I keep it moving along. Hi, 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 hi. You're one in a million. Ooh, oh, you're a shooting star. You're one in a million, babe. You know that you are. Maybe someday we'll see you. Ooh, before you make us cry. You know we try. You were much too high, much too high. Oh, much too high, yeah. Much too high, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. Oh. Must you high, yeah, 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 yeah.
to me. You know I call you, I call you on the telephone. I'm only hoping that you're home, so I can hear you when you say those words to me and whisper so softly.
Another ballad there, Skid Row with I Remember You from the self-titled album in 1989, Guns N' Roses with One in a Million from GNR Lies, 1988, and Poison, Talk Dirty to Me with Look What the Cat Dragged In was the album there from 1986. One more batch of tunes.
Midnight. Started shaking and I can't take no more.
That's the last set of music there. That was Def Leppard with Rocket from Hysteria in 1987, Dokken with Alone Again from Tooth and Nail in 1984, and then White Snake with In the Still of the Night from the self-titled CD in 1987. Contact us, pointradiocast@gmail.com. Go over to pointradiocast.com, check out the site, click the music page, click through any of this music or any that I've ever played before, be listed there by band and album. You can click through, purchase it. I'll get a little kickback. The bands will be happy. I'll keep making these motherfucking shows, and the bands will, well, probably not these bands, but you'll keep getting good fucking tunes. So you could submit a band, submit some music to me if you'd want. That'd be great. Appreciate the fellas that have been doing that. If I play your band, you get dick, just a little airtime, some fucking good talk, because if I play it, that means it was worthwhile. So feel free to write in, send a YouTube link, just send a band name. I'll do some investigation. That's all I got for y'all today, so take care. Till next time.